that young Trigger now, that's his son. But I think they're both stallions, I believe they are. Of course, Roy uses them for breeding purposes. He raises those horses, you know.
Well, they're pretty frisky for a riding horse, aren't they?
Well, I suppose, I don't know, I never had any experience with that breed of horses, but I imagine it's a lot the way they're handled and the way they're broken. I expect that's the way it is. I'm right away with a lot of with other breeds of horses. There's men that know how to break them, and there's men that know how to just ruin them.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's right.
Any special word for a horse that isn't yet broken?
Well, I guess you might call him a bronc. And there's some of them that are never anything else but broncs. And they use them in these rodeos and bucking horses. They're broncs, and they'll always be broncs. Of course, they've got them for that purpose, and that's the way they want them to be. They want them to be mean.
And yeah. Spotted ponies?
Hmm?
Spotted ponies? Any special term for those?
Well, the spotted pony that I can think of is the Indian pony. It's spotted. Betcha. Then we've got another breed of horses that's spotted, and that's the Appaloosie. And if I could think of the character, I could tell you where you've probably seen one of them a lot of times. And he plays in a western with old big fat boy, old Jingles, you know, old Jingles.
Mm-hmm.
And that character now that plays Wild Bill.
Yeah.
Wild Bill, he says, wait for me, you know, he said. Well, he rides a beautiful Appaloosie horse. It's a dandy. And I don't know whether he owns it or whether I imagine the picture company owns it, because I've seen other fellas ride that same horse.
Sure, pretty animal.
Oh, and they're a good horse. They're good horses too, them Appaloosies. They're a good breed of horses, for sure. They're tough. It's like the buckskin.
Mm-hmm.
And the Palomino. I don't know, I've never had any experience or anything to do with a Palomino horse, but I know there's a lot of them. And they're wonderful horses. Very, very, very fine horses. Beautiful.
How old were you before you learned to ride?
Well, I was quite young, but pretty good size. Big and clumsy and a little awkward. And we had some horses. They were, I guess, they were work stock, but we could ride them. All the kids that could get on one of them old horses was just, it's like all crawling up on a log, and if we all fell off, the old horse would just stand there and wouldn't step on us or wouldn't hurt one of us. I can't tell you how young I was when I started riding them old horses. But I was quite young. And then I can remember when my father bought me my first pony, I was really in hog heaven. Little old sorrel horse. Many a spill I've taken off of him. If he dodged something, you know, he'd see some booger or something along the road. I called it boogers, you know. Yeah, you know, some horses always looking for boogers and dodging around. Why, I'd fall off. Fell off of him 100 times or more. And didn't have where to fall, though, just a little old pony. He wasn't a Shetland, but he was just a pony.